kind of want to talk about the bye week, because some teams have come off bye weeks flat already this year. You guys went through it last year where you probably didn't play your best game after the bye week. How do you make sure that doesn't happen?
We honestly just told ourselves that, like, we know what happened last year when we came out the bye week. We played terrible, so the guys just stayed at it over the weekend, you know, came in, you know, got some stuff done, went over some more film and stuff like that. Just making sure we stay on top of everything we need to do to be ready for Saturday.
Has there been a lot of talk about last year just to keep everybody focused on it, or is it something that was like, hey, we're not letting it happen, then move on?
I wouldn't say it's a lot of talk. You know, we just really focused on this season. You know, making sure we ready to play Saturday. Not too much talking about last year.
Thanks, Jared. We'll take some more questions from John Kuhn and then Sean Walker.
Caleb, coming into this week, this is the first time so far this season that the offense is going to be at full strength in the backfield, and. I mean, you do have an absence or two in the receiver corps, but when this offense is at full strength, when you have all your weapons, what do you feel like you guys are capable of doing on that side of the ball?
I know when we full strength and we're on one, we're clicking together. That mean, like, just like I know something we seen last week in the Baylor game. I know we came out on one, came out hot. The offense was clicking, but now, you know, we have everybody is going to be like, I feel like we're going to be even more powerful.
Kaelin, I wanted to ask, and I'm sure you don't need to know, you've got social media, you've seen the posts and everything. There's a big spotlight on this game with Fox coming into town and a bunch of big names that are going to be in the booth and just kind of around sort of this atmosphere. Two-parter, I guess. How excited are you to show off BYU in that scenario? And Kalani also likes to talk about staying humble and hungry. Is there a challenge to staying humble and hungry when there is – this kind of a spotlight on a game like this Saturday?
I wouldn't say there's no challenge on being humble. You know, we're gonna remain humble the whole season. You know, just continue to come to practice and work hard, live hard. You know, study hard, prepare hard. Just make sure we're doing the right things to be ready on Saturday. Even though Big Noon is coming to town, it's like we're gonna pretend like they're not there.
Go ahead, Jay Drew, and then Jay Catch.
Elon, being a guy from the East Coast out here out west, what does Arizona mean to you? The football program, are you familiar at all with them? Kind of what are kind of words that stand out in your mind when you know you're facing Arizona?
I wouldn't say nothing stands out. I know they're a great program, great offense, great defense. I actually have a high school teammate that I play with over that plays corner, so I would be going against him, Marquise, number 20. So I think it's going to be a great experience.
Are you going to be chatting with him at all this week on text or anything?
Yes, sir. I talked to him. I told him I'd be looking for him pregame. Talk to him.
Cool. Thanks.
Kaelin, wanted to ask you just in terms of your ability to return kickoffs. You had that kick return for a touchdown earlier this season. What's gone all into that?
We're working on, you know what I'm saying, that me just continue to set it up the correct way, hit the right holes and read it correctly. So we just continuing to just keep getting reps after reps after reps to get another one.
I was going to just ask you, do you plan on adding another one hopefully this season?
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on adding more, multiple.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Kaelin, how does the absence of Cody this week, you know, maybe increase your expected workload coming into this matchup?
I wouldn't say it's nothing big. You know, when a guy goes down, it's next man up, just like with the running backs, you know, the linemen also. I think we just, you know, next guy up, everyone be prepared, everyone stay focused. Cody's still around us. Cody still make sure we know what we're doing. Cody's still out there at practice. And, you know, it's just great to keep him around, too.
What's been the in your personal development and growth here at BYU, what's been the biggest change for you in year two compared to last season coming in after, you know, spring ball and working your way in year one?
Just making sure I'm down A to Z with my plays, just making sure there's no mini mistakes or technique mistakes or MAs. So I've just been, you know, geared in on my playbook.
Go ahead, Jared.
Kaelin, as you head into this week, you have the extra time to prepare. So first of all, how much of a difference does that make for a game, you know, coming up on Saturday? And then, you know, does, what do you see from this Arizona team that you're getting ready to face?
I think the bye week give us a good advantage to know to be more prepared for what we see or for what we need to see out there. You know, they had a game against Texas Tech. We were on a bye week, so we obviously watched the game, you know, seeing some stuff that we can attack and seeing some stuff that we think we could beat. And, you know, they're great. They have a great defense, have some great players over there. But I think the bye week gave us a big advantage to, you know, be more prepared.